love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, the wonder of it all, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, dear Lord Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, Jesus, Lord, may we never get over the wonder of it all.
Amen.
Just to think that God loved me.
Amen.
And that he gave himself, his life for me.
Yes.
And that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me.
Yes.
The just for the unjust, that he was made sin for me.
Yes.
He who knew no sin, that I might become the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Lord, what a wonder. What a wonder that is. Lord, help us by the Holy Spirit to grasp better the length and the breadth and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ that it passes knowledge.
Amen.
And Lord, this morning once again, we just revel in your goodness, your mercy, your love,
yes,
your grace.
Yes.
We just continually want to give thanks. That is the fruit of our lips, oh Lord, and also our lives.
Yes.
We pray that today at camp, Lord, that what we do, what we say, Lord, it might be all to the glory of God.
Yes.
In response,
amen,
to the love that you have shown for us. What can we render to you? What can we give back? Lord, hear, Lord, dear Lord, I give myself away. It is all that I can do. And Lord, we thank you that as we give ourselves, you take us and you make us what you want us to be. Bless the children today. This last worship, this last morning worship. Lord, bless the children today. And dear Lord, just come to them as if it were day one. Lord, as Brother Peter said down there in the village, we're going to go at them. We're going to go after them right from the beginning. Lord, help them to keep going after them right till the end. We pray, Lord, that today will be another day of meeting Jesus and getting to know Jesus better. Lord, in all of our hearts and lives, we just commit ourselves to you, Lord. Bless our time together this morning. Refresh our hearts. Warm our hearts by your love. For Jesus' sake we pray.
Amen.
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 289, let us sing together. 289.
By grace and love to know,
Hallelujah.
You are more than worthy.
And when I think
In response to his love for us, as we sang earlier and Brother Paul played, I love him because he first loved me. It's easy to love when you're loved. Now I know we're supposed to love our enemies. That's harder. It's harder to love your enemies than to love your wife, unless your wife is your enemy, but that shouldn't be either. You know what I mean. We're to love one another. We're to love him. First of all, with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And second of all, love your neighbor as yourself. And I don't think it's possible to do that without his love. But thank God for his constant, steady, steadfast love that he has for us and that he shows to us every day. Our love, my love, I guess it sometimes it's way up there. And sometimes, and I don't mean the feeling of my love for him or my verbal love for him. That's always way up there. But if you love me, you keep my commands. If you love me, then you live with me and dwell with me and show that love in the way you live and dwell. And sometimes that's not always the way it's supposed to be. And I need him to help me to love him more. And I need him to help me to love others more. To shed his love abroad in my heart, teach me to love you as I ought to love. But when I look at his love, I stand amazed. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder, I wonder how he could love me. Not only that he could start loving me, but that he could keep loving me after all these years of my fickleness and my waywardness and my up and down and the ebb and flow of my consistency in loving him. He's so consistent. His love is so steadfast. The steadfast love of Jesus that even if you become a prodigal and run far away. Don't you love it that it says he went out there with open arms, just longing for his son to come back to father and home? People aren't like that. I'm not like that. Neither are you. But Jesus is. And so I'm thankful this morning for that love. You know, we're not going to sing it, but maybe you know the story of Matheson. And if Sister Edith were here, I'd ask her to tell it because she could tell it much better than I could. But George Matheson, he wrote a couple songs, and he wrote this one particularly after a very unfortunate experience that he had. He was engaged to be married. That's nice. That's not the unfortunate experience I was talking about. He was engaged. And then not long after, he began to lose his eyesight. And he couldn't see very well. And it got progressively worse and in those days at that time, and maybe even today, I don't know what the condition actually was. That's why we need Sister Edith. She probably knows the ins and outs and the doctors that he visited. But I do know that he was going blind and his fiance broke off that engagement. And her reason was she didn't want to be married to a blind man. She didn't love him anymore because he was now flawed through no fault of his own, nothing that he had done wrong, but she didn't love him anymore because he wasn't the perfect 10. He had a flaw, a physical malady. It was not long after that that he took out his pen or his quill or a piece of chalk or whatever, and he began to write, "Oh, love that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul on thee." What a wonderful hymn that is, really is. You know what? Let's sing it. I was thinking we could sing My Savior's Love because sometime today we have to get around to sing unto God. But let's sing 351. The first verse talks about that love, and then the other verses he writes talk about his light and his life. But let's sing it all. 351.
My weary soul on thee, sunshine's blaze its day, may brighter
Jesus giveth us the victory, he who overcame on Calvary, overcomes again in you and me. Hallelujah, Jesus gives the victory. Amen.